This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Does your mother dress you funny? That's a rhetorical question. No need to answer. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now, communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that is important here on Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We had been talking about the Department of Justice seizing some domains, and indeed that spells bad news for people who enjoy freedom of speech, because if a government can just sort of go, oh, well, we feel like that these guys might be controlled without any evidence, any trial, any sort of, you know, conviction, anything like that, they can just shut down websites. That does not bode well for freedom of press or freedom of speech.
No, it's very disturbing. I mean, imagine being the U.S. government and being so afraid of whatever crappy, I mean, had you ever heard of any of these websites before? I went through and looked at a few of their names, and it's like, what?
Yeah, I had heard of the AHT, but like only in passing. Like, I think an article came up once upon a time.
Oh, American Herald Tribune.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, and then there was another list of some of these names, and it's just like, these mean nothing to me. But imagine being so afraid of this whatever propaganda it might have been that was on those websites that you have to target.
Well, the government hates competition, yeah. So they don't want their own propaganda getting usurped by somebody else's.
I just wonder how far they're going to go with this. I mean, it's very disturbing. Whether these sites actually had anything to do with Iran or not, it to me is immaterial. I don't care if they were officially sanctioned by the Iranian government or they just happen to have pro-Iran perspectives or whatever, but they should have a right to express themselves.
Absolutely.
It's the Internet. You're supposed to be able to express yourself on the Internet, and the fact that you can be targeted just overexpression, because, I mean, it's disturbing to me when they go and they arrest somebody like Ross Ulbricht,
yes,
who, again, he created a website called the Silk Road where people could sell and buy drugs. So at least in that case, you have the argument, oh, well, these illegal things are being done on this website. I don't accept that argument. I think that that site should also be allowed to exist.
Right, right.
And Ross Ulbricht should not be in a prison cell. The man's a hero. He saved people's lives. That's another issue. But at least they could make the argument that, oh, drug dealing bad.
Right.
But in this case, it's just plain freedom of speech. It's just opinions that the federal government doesn't like.
Yep.
And if they can take down Iran's websites with opinions on them, then they can take your website with opinions on it down. And there's very little that you're going to be able to do about it. And that, I think, is the scariest part about this.
It is. And every time I turn around, and I know the way to fix that is to stop turning around, but every time I turn around, the government is doing something else that I'm like, what? Why do people even believe that this organization type has any right to exist at all? All it does is fund itself through theft.
Yeah.
It does nothing but use violence. Its only tool in its bag of tricks is violence. The only way it gets anything done is through the threat and use of violence. That's all that it uses.
But, Captain, if we don't have government, then there'll be more violence. Is what they want you to believe.
Yeah, the most violent organization on the planet is government.
Now, there are out there decentralized domain name systems.
Yes.
There was one back in the early days of crypto called Namecoin. Back in the day,
yeah.
It used to be like a top 10.
I remember
10.
That.
It was a big, you know, a bigger one in the early days of crypto, and it kind of never really went anywhere. There's another one now called .crypto. There's a website called Unstoppable Domains that is selling these purportedly decentralized domains. I bought one of these just to experiment with it and just to see what happened, and I haven't really honestly done much with it yet. But it's in... In theory, even though it's being sold by a centralized company, in theory, the domains are decentralized in the way that they are, like, you know, put on the Ethereum blockchain or something like that. I think it's Ethereum-based. Yeah. I could be wrong about that. But you still have to have, like, a browser plug-in in order to access these things. So the decentralized domain thing is still kind of in its infancy, from what I can tell. There's some promising concepts out
Great
there.
Idea.
But I wouldn't say that one idea has really necessarily run with the ball to the finish line or anything like that at this point. But, you know, there's definitely a demand for this sort of thing, and I hope that we're going to see more implementation. I think I heard that Brave Browser... Or maybe it was Chromium. I'm sorry, you know, you got me off guard on this. But I think there's at least one browser that has supposedly implemented this into its, like, into the system where you wouldn't have to have a plug-in, where you could just put in
the
.crypto. I'll look it up and I'll see if I can find out for you. But these .crypto domains. So, you know, is that the best implementation? Probably not, but it's something.
It's an implementation anyway. Yeah. And, like, that's how these things start, right? They have to get their foot in the door somewhere, somehow. And then if they take off, if they really are a good idea, we will see a technology inversion, right? We've seen that with digital technology, right? The internet used to run over copper phone lines, right? And then they
still
went
does.
let's go to fiber. Well, there's still some copper that exists. Yeah, that's true, but it's mostly fiber now, and so now everything's super fast. And now in fact, everything that ran over the old copper lines now runs over the fiber, including the internet. So we've seen the inversion of that technology. What I'm waiting to see is somebody come up with a much better way of implementing justice, because I have this article from the Innocence Project. Finally free, Ron Jacobson returns to his hometown after 30 years of wrongful incarceration.
Ah, that's horrible.
I can't imagine. I mean, okay, let's say I did do some sort of heinous crime and I was sentenced to 30 years in prison. First of all, that's heinous, right? A human being to be incarcerated for 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. Even if you did a thing, right? But to be incarcerated for that long and you weren't guilty.
It's just absolutely horrifying.
And I want to, you know, be as positive as I can towards the Innocence Project. They're one of my favorite organizations as far as highlighting this stuff, as far as fighting for these people. And in fact, it's my belief that this guy would not have returned to his hometown after 30 years without the Innocence Project. But on Wednesday, Ron Jacobson set foot in his hometown of New York City for the first time in 30 years. It wasn't just the first time he'd been home in three decades. It was the first time he'd been free since he was wrongfully convicted of the 1990 kidnapping and rape of a woman in Georgia. Mr. Jacobson, whom DNA evidence has excluded as the attacker, was released on bail this week after more than 1,300 people donated to his family's effort to bail him out. Their overwhelming support helped raise the $55,000 non-refundable fee to pay a bondsman. Mr. Jacobson's full bail amount was set at $500,000. Quote, I'm overwhelmed by the outpouring of help to a total stranger from so many people. This reassures my faith in human beings, unquote, said Mr. Jacobson upon learning so many people had contributed to his bail fund. Through DNA testing secured by the Innocence Project, along with the Georgia Innocence Project, I'm sorry, though the DNA testing excluded Mr. Jacobson as the attacker in 2017, it was another 2 years before his conviction was overturned. In 2019, rather than dismiss the charges, the Newton County District Attorney's Office announced it would retry Mr. Jacobson and opposed his release on bail ahead of his retrial. At the same time, the district attorney offered him a deal. Instead of going to trial again, he could plead guilty and be released immediately with time served. But he was determined to prove his innocence.
Wow.
And he declined the offer.
Amazing.
More coming up.
Moose is the German Shepherd and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has been on Dinovite since he's a puppy.
DINOVITE.com.
We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dinovite.
Dinovite for life.
Get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her Uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
there, by the way. I try to, my arms get all sort of discombobulated when I try to mimic somebody drumming. Like if the most infamous drum riff of all time, the Phil Collins, right? Like I even look lame doing that one. So if anybody's watching us on our video streams, I apologize for my lame air drumming technique. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are talking about Ron Jacobson, this from the InnocentProject.org, who returned to his hometown after 30 years of wrongful incarceration for the kidnapping and rape of a woman which he did not commit. Now, that in and of itself is pretty horrendous. But the fact is that the DNA evidence excluded him from as the attacker in 2017, but it was another 2 years before his conviction was overturned. So they had the evidence. They knew that it excluded him. They sat him in jail for an additional 2 years that they didn't have to sit him in jail for.
Wait, I thought they bonded him out. Maybe I missed that part of the story.
His conviction was overturned in 2019. Rather than dismiss the charges, the Newton County District Attorney's... So it gets worse, right? So in 2017, they had the evidence.
Oh, I see. Okay, right. So it was in 2019 when they dismissed the charges, but then wanted to recharge him,
right.
And that's when he bonded out. Right.
Okay. That is correct. And so instead of going to trial, they offered him a plea deal, of course, and instead of going to trial, he said, no.
For him.
I mean, instead of taking the plea, he said, no, we're going to trial.
Yeah.
Because I'm freaking innocent here.
Right.
Right? Which, if you're new to Free Talk Live and you haven't heard of this, the government will often offer you a plea deal so that they can have a little checkbox and say, oh, yeah, you know, we had a conviction or, you know, the guy took the plea and that kind of thing. They don't have to go through the actual trial.
Right. A lot of times they do it when they don't have a case.
Right. In this case, Mr. Jacobson was determined to prove his innocence, and although he feared the rapid spread of COVID-19 in the jail system, he declined their plea offer. He said, quote, I live my life with hope, always hope, that my future will be better than the past and present, but only as long as I work to make it so. By taking any type of plea bargain, I'm giving up on my hopes in future, unquote. This is what he wrote to his lawyer in April of 2020. As much as I want to be free, I have no option but to fight the injustice being done in my case, he wrote in a subsequent email. I like this guy.
Yeah. How old is he now?
He's, well, I mean, 30 years. You know, he probably, he's at least 50, if not older.
Okay.
Just based on his looks. Last month, Mr. Jacobson was finally granted a new bond hearing, and although the district attorney initially opposed his release on bond, he proposed a bond of $50,000. The court ultimately set his bail at $500,000, 10 times the proposed amount.
After he'd been in jail for 30 years.
For 30 years wrongfully, and the evidence said, no, this is not the guy.
There is no compassion in this court system. No. None whatsoever.
Mr. Jacobson has been wrongfully incarcerated hundreds of miles away from his family for 30 years. During that time, he lost the chance to raise his son, to know his grandson, and his mother passed away. At the time the crime occurred in Georgia, he was in Tennessee with his then-fiancée. They were never able to marry and start the life they'd hoped and planned together. And, of course, his mother passed away, as we've said. Today, he was finally reunited with his older sister just one day before her 80th birthday.
Wow.
Mr. Jacobson, his family, the Innocence Project, and the Georgia Innocence Project are continuing to fight for justice in his case.
Wow.
So, congratulations, Ron Jacobson, for reuniting with your family.
Can you imagine getting out of jail after? I mean, it'd be bizarre enough after 30 years and, you know, missing all of the developments of technology and things like that, and having to, you know, fish out of water and see no man style, you know, come out and figure all that out. But then to have to deal with all this mask crap.
Yeah, something that didn't exist. I mean, he knew about it apparently, according to the article.
Yeah, I mean, they have television in there, newspapers.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Wow. We have Bobby calling from Tampa. Bobby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh man, we don't have much time, so let me try to get it out real quick. I've been in jail, and Ian, I think you did a little stint, and I wish nobody was in studio, but you always hear, you know, the saying, "Oh, everybody in jail says they're innocent." Well, In my experience, that's not true. I talked to guys like, "Yeah, I did it, this, that,"
sure.
And then I've been in there with guys that have done a burglary, but then they charged the guy with four other burglaries that were within the last three blocks that the guy didn't do. I got charged with a burglary before, just because I was seen walking by the scene of a burglary, and Somebody says, "Oh, I know that guy. He used to come and hang out with us at that house." And they came to talk to me, and I wasn't at home, and they left me one of those cards in the mail to call them back. Well, I never called them back. And all of a sudden, it's 2:00 in the morning. I hear a bang, bang, bang on the door, and there's a warrant for my arrest for a burglary. Jeez.
Yes,
it's
scary.
Ridiculous.
They never show up at like 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Yeah. They've got to show up at 2 a.m.
Yeah, they want to make sure you like your home or whatever. You know, I don't know if what's the ideal, but it's ridiculous. And it's, in my experience, guys in jail don't usually go on, "Oh, I'm innocent," you know. And this,
yeah, I didn't experience that either.
They go to the judge.
Yeah, they're
sorry, go on.
I had the same experience. Most of the guys in there fully admitted what it was that they were doing.
Yeah, and guys that haven't done, that didn't do it, you know, sometimes you can tell when they're full of crap, but a lot of times they'll tell you, you know, they're not going to say that to the judge, but, you know, you're sitting there talking to the guys and this and that. But, I mean, wrongful incarceration happens a lot. And also with some of these burglaries and stuff, they'll charge a guy with five burglaries just because there's been burglaries in the last three blocks, which is also ridiculous. And then you got to fight and prove that you didn't do the other burglaries, which, I mean, I thought we were proven innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, but you are, except they take a plea deal, so therefore you're guilty once you take a plea deal.
Correct. And so you don't do, so instead of, you know, them stacking up five burglaries, you know, you just go ahead and do, you know, a year and 6 months, you know. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
It is.
Yep. Thanks for the call tonight, Bobby. He does make a great point that the system is even unkind to the guilty in these cases. So, like he's saying, if somebody is, you know, they have evidence that somebody did commit, let's say, a burglary, they're going to pin more burglaries on that guy without any evidence just because of the proximity so that they can get the check mark next to the, "Yep, we got a conviction on that one. Yep,
right.
We found somebody. Yep, we found somebody.
It, but we've put him in a jail cell.
Yeah. We've attributed this crime to this person, and that makes our stats look good. Makes us look like we're doing something instead of what they are actually doing, which is eliminating humanity or the humanity from the system itself and otherwise railroading people for things that they didn't done. They ain't done. They did not even do. I'm getting tongue-tied here at the end of the segment, so 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. That's 855-450-free, like freedom. If you would like to join in the conversation, you're welcome to do so. We, of course, have more coming up for you. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. getting close to a vaccine. Drug maker Pfizer announced Monday that early data from analysis of their coronavirus vaccine shows that it's more than 90% effective in preventing infections. While further analysis is needed and trials are still ongoing, Dr. Anthony Fauci called it excellent news. The director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease told CNN it will be an important step in controlling the virus.
There's still some questions about, you know, the durability of the effect, about whether how effective it is in the elderly versus younger people. But the bottom line is, as a vaccine, it's more than 90% effective, which is extraordinary and will play a major role in what the outcome of this is going to be.
The U.S. passed 10 million COVID cases on Monday, with infection rates rising in more than 40 states. A new record of 128,412 new infections were reported on Saturday. This is USA Radio News. Utah's governor has declared a state of emergency in response to rising numbers of coronavirus cases in his state. Governor Gary Herbert issued a statewide mask mandate, saying they were the best way to slow the spread.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
For the next 2 weeks, Utahns are also banned from hosting social gatherings with people from outside of their household, and high school sports and extracurricular activities are suspended. Utah is seeing more than 2,000 new COVID cases a day, with a record high of 2,987 recorded last Friday. And promising news on a COVID vaccine pushed stocks higher on Monday. The Dow climbed 834 points to close on its biggest one-day gain in 5 months, adding 2.9%. The S&P 500 added 1.2%, and the NASDAQ fell 1.5%. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and mice and tyrants and whoever else might be listening. Perhaps a cat or a dog are listening. We don't know. It's hard to tell. We're on the radio. It's broadcasting for a reason. This is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Yeah, it's Ian.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't quite ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. Those guys do great work, by the
way. Yes, they do.
I like the AnyPay guys. We had been talking about a gentleman who spent 30 years in prison, wrongfully incarcerated for a crime he did not commit. We've been talking about all sorts of other government atrocities, if you will, things governments do that they shouldn't, but for some reason people are just like, yeah, whatever, yeah, it's fine, it's okay, it's cool. I have an article here from Breitbart.com which states that Britons, people who live in England, the Brits, hello, they talk like this, you know, they could be fined £200 for leaving their house without, quote, a reasonable excuse, unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bring this up, I realize that we are a U.S.-based program, as we are here in New Hampshire.
It's not that different here. There are places that have curfews. Massachusetts, for instance, just put one in place over the last week.
Yeah. We met some folks from Connecticut at our dinner Sunday night who said, wow, man, come over here to New Hampshire, it's pretty great. You guys like have it really good over here compared to Connecticut, citing all the same sorts of things, curfews, and you know you can't be out of the house or you can only open your business during these hours, and the mask is a statewide mandate and all that kind of stuff.
New Hampshire felt freer to them because it's that bad down there.
Yeah.
To us, it feels like this is absolute tyranny.
Well, I mean, and it is tyranny. I mean, there's no other way to define it. But people can fine, or police, I'm sorry, can fine people in England £200 for leaving their house without a reasonable excuse after the country went into their second lockdown on Thursday. Under the lockdown, non-essential businesses have been forced to close, and people told to go out only for essential items, such as for groceries, medicine, medical appointments, exercise, or work, or school. This means
Don't forget alcohol.
Well, that is essential to me. This means that a person cannot legally leave their home without a, quote, reasonable excuse, unquote, as outlined by a College of Policing document reported by The Sun.
You have no freedom of movement. You will only go where you're allowed to go, and you must show your papers. That's what we're talking about.
I wonder if there's any Britons who are like, gosh, you know, I wish we could have stockpiled guns.
There's probably a few.
What do the police do? They don't carry guns either, right?
I've heard that they don't.
Do they yell halt or I'll yell halt again?
I think they may have some sort of a billy club or something like that. I'm not sure what they carry.
Well, they must not be like overweight donut eating cops.
Yeah, I mean, in what few videos I've seen from Britain, they tend to not be the fattest of cops, but they're also not, you know, in the best shape either.
The list of reasonable excuses is not exhaustive, and it is key that the officers exercise judgment. Yeah, they're exercising judgment, all right, in a case where they encounter a person with an excuse that is not included in the list of exceptions. I bring this up because what we see one government do, often another government does.
Sure.
Whether it's a city government copying another city, a county, a state, a federal government, whatever it is. I just see this as more coming at you. If England's doing it, it's coming here.
Well, in the United States, if you violate a governor's emergency order, it can be a misdemeanor charge. Up to a year in jail in almost all the states I've looked at. So whether they will do that to you or not is another question. You know, it just depends on how tyrannical they are. You're probably more likely to see them do that in a state like New York than you would here in New Hampshire. But your mileage may vary.
The fines start at £200, but are reduced to £100 if paid within 14 days.
Oh, yeah, a discount.
Yeah, oh, it's a coupon.
Yeah.
A tyranny coupon, or coupon, depending on
the most obedient get a discount.
Subsequent violations will see fines double to a maximum of £6,400.
Jesus.
With a possible conviction if unpaid.
How is doubling from $200 to $6,400? How does that work?
Yeah. It's tyranny math. That's what it is. That's why they're teaching the kids the new math these days. So
do the pounds work different than the dollar?
They don't question things like this, right? While police have said they will try and persuade rule breakers to desist and use fines as a last resort, recent remarks from senior officers have indicated that Britons may see a return of draconian policing from the first lockdown.
Yeah.
Lesson not learned.
It's not going to get any better here either. I mean, like you said, you're pointing out what's happening over in Britain, but there have been plenty of second lockdowns happening here in the United States. We've seen it in New Jersey. We've seen it in New York. We've seen it in California. And now Utah is cracking down. They, you know, they're in that section of the states where things haven't been so bad as far as, like, government crackdowns regarding corona. But now in a video posted yesterday, the governor there, a man named Gary Herbert, who is a Republican, he has declared that now Utah people must be wearing masks basically everywhere they go unless they can be more than 6 feet away outdoors. So there's still, you can still, like, not wear a mask if you're across the street from somebody and there's no one around you.
Walking your dog in the park, something like that.
Which now is illegal in Massachusetts. You cannot have, you cannot be outside of your home without a mask on anywhere, no matter how far away you are from other people in Massachusetts. But
pun intended.
Yes. And also in the video, he announced a 2-week state of emergency and announced a spate of other restrictions aimed to curb infections, which he claimed are growing at an alarming rate, saying that our hospitals are full, he says. He claims it threatens patients who rely on hospital care, from everything from COVID-19 to emergencies like heart attack, stroke, surgeries, and trauma. And so it's interesting that they're saying that the hospitals there are full, even when we saw that during the initial crackdown on COVID, hospitals did not get full, and all their, you know, all their excess hospital, you know, tent hospitals that they set up weren't even being used.
They took over, like, sports arenas and stuff to make them into overflow hospitals and that kind of thing, and nobody showed up.
So I'd like to know what the real story is, maybe from somebody who's in Utah, somebody who might be able to fill us in. Because if you go all the mainstream news sites in Utah, then they're echoing this story that the hospitals are full. You know, maybe they are, but I don't ever believe what the government says, you know?
I have one rule, and that's, I believe, nothing the government says. Nothing.
Yeah.
Never. That's George Carlin.
And, you know, maybe at some point they'll tell the truth, but like the boy who cried wolf, you know, you're generally better off not listening.
What disturbs me the most about this story, Ian, is that we're seeing second and maybe sometimes third lockdowns.
Yes.
Like, how ridiculous is it? Like, first of all, okay, so it happened once. Everybody was a little dumb, and they went along with it. But it's happening two and three times. This isn't just people being dumb and going along with it. This is subservience. This is cowering. I don't have any other words for it.
Well, they don't feel like that's what it is, but from our perspective, it definitely seems that way. The people who are doing this believe they're helping.
I'm helping. I'm helping.
Mm-hmm.
855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts coming up, along with more. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Correct. Indeed. These are all versions of the word yeah. And he laughed. He thought it was funny. It is Free Talk Live.
Thank goodness someone did.
Going into the final segment of today's program, the Monday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-free, like freedom. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
And Ian.
And I want to take a minute and thank Derek, who is a gold amplifier. What's a gold amplifier, you might ask? Well, it's a person who has gone to amp.freetalklive.com and decided to contribute a little bit of money towards this very radio program.
$10 a month.
$10 a month, no less, at the gold level.
Twice what we request, so thank you.
We only ask for five. That's but right. You can give more, and there's different levels. There's some perks over there at amp.freetalklive.com, some little things that we try to give you for contributing to the show. Now, what happens to that money? Well, we use it to get on more radio stations exclusively. In other words, you know, Ian's not using it to buy his dinner, and I'm not using it to buy a new guitar or anything like that.
Nope. I use crypto to buy dinner.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you enjoy the show, if you are of the freedom mind and you want to see this show spread, please head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and consider amplifying us, because we could be on 200 radio stations. We're on like about 190 now, is that right?
We've done 200 before.
We have.
It's been a tough year. We've actually lost a few.
But we could be on 200 again. We could be on 250. It's all up to you over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you, Derek, for being a gold-level amplifier. We appreciate you. We've got more on the story from Utah, but first, let's go to... Where's the mouse?
Utah cracking down or announcing a crackdown on masks now.
And what, the social events are being limited as well?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to the social events restrictions.
But we'll get there. But first, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yep. Sheriff Darren White banned me again today.
Banned you? From what?
From the radio. Banned me from the radio. Sheriff Darren White show on KKOB or KKKOB or something like that. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah. That's the big talk station there in Albuquerque. They're like the number one station.
No, man, not the big talk station. They call themselves, they call themselves the Big Stick. Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah. I wonder what that means.
It's the Buford Pucer of radio show or radio stations.
What, frequent abuser or frequent user?
Buford Pucer. He's the walking tall subject.
He's the Buford Pucer, puss or something like that. I don't know, but
it's a 50,000 watt AM station. It's a massive signal. It covers most of the state of New Mexico.
They say it covers 14 states at night and like 5 in the daytime. They got postcards from like Norway, what they say. But you know, it's Sheriff Darren White, so no, there's just a bunch of liars anyway.
So, David, what happens if you call that radio station again and get on the air in some way, shape, or form? What happens?
Well, I'd probably get they probably send a transsexual gay Nazi cop from the University of New Mexico radio station police department over to arrest me. I would figure they've done
so
it four
times.
So
what was it that you said that was so upsetting to the sheriff?
Oh, that's hilarious. I was going to tell you that anyway, but the woman who was on the air immediately before me, her name was Rose, and she had said to the sheriff, Darren White, that she was afraid that a civil war was going to start over this left-right election stuff. Mm-hmm. And so when he finished her call, I said A, B, and C, and I said, oh, and by the way, the caller you had before is right. There's a real possibility of a civil war. And when I brought up the subject of a civil war, he got hysterical at me like he frequently does to lots of people, and he hung up on me because I dared to suggest that there could be a civil war over this stuff, and all I was doing was backing up what the caller just before me had said. But
and then he said you're banned after he hung up on you?
He didn't tell me. Another caller called in later, another Democrat or a Democrat called in. See, Sheriff Darren White pretends to be conservative, but he donated $11,000 to the Democrat governor, Michelle Lujan Grisham, in her last election.
Wow.
And we all know that he voted for Biden this time around.
It's a big club. But, you ain't in it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the second time he banned me. Oh, but another caller called in and said something about my call, and that's when Sheriff Darren White said that, we're not going to be taking David's calls here for a while. We're going to put him in timeout for a while. Last time he did that, it was like months before that they would take my call again.
Well, congratulations.
Anyway, yeah.
You made it.
Thank you for the call today, David. He's been zucked by a radio station. keep up the good fight, brother. Anyway, Utah.
Yeah, so in Utah, the governor there had been, you know, kind of playing it like the typical Republican governors have done throughout this, which is to say, acting like, oh, it's important to have masks, but we're not going to require it because we're Republicans and we're more reasonable than these Democrats, right? That's sort of been the typical Republican playbook.
So it wasn't quite like they did in D.C. where they mandated masks for everybody except the politicians and the...
No.
Oh, okay.
So initially that's the way it was. But then, and this was back in late June, he told the Salt Lake Tribune, according to the Washington Post here, that he, quote, strongly supported mask wearing in public places where social distancing was not possible. And, quote, as a sign of respect for the health and well-being of others, unquote. Herbert did add that he was, quote, concerned that requiring masks could create divisive enforcement issues. But that was nearly six months ago. Mm-hmm. And now he's changing his tune. According to the news release, The state will require all Utahns to wear masks in public and within 6 feet of anyone outside of their household, according to the news release issued by the governor's office and the State Department of Health. Businesses, employees, and patrons must also wear face coverings, the governor said in the almost nine-minute video posted to Twitter. Businesses that fail to follow the indefinite mask mandate, as in it's going to go on forever,
permanently
until they decide to change it, will be subject to fines issued by the Utah Labor Commission, he said. Quote, we cannot afford to debate this issue any longer. And get this next line here. See if you can make heads or tails out of it. Quote, individual freedom is certainly important, and it is our rule of law that protects that freedom.
Not apparently.
No, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No,
Your rule of law is infringing on that freedom. That's what laws do, for the most part. Additionally, he said, for the next 2 weeks, no one can host or attend social gatherings except for those involving a person's immediate family. Anyone who organizes a social gathering or a social event may face a fine of up to $10,000 per incident.
Well, you see, Your Honor, I'm a member of the human race, and these are all my brothers and sisters.
The new rules also come a week after so-called authorities busted thousands of Utahns, many of them without a mask, at a Halloween party in Utah County.
That's hilarious. So now, having a Halloween party and you don't wear a mask,
and you're in trouble. This was actually a Halloween rave that happened out, and I believe it was outdoors.
What did you go as for Halloween? I went as a person who existed before March of 2020.
Yeah. And it reminds me a lot of what happened in Utah back in 2005 when they raided the, there was an outdoor rave there where they brought a helicopter in with a, you know, SWAT team rappelling down and arresting a bunch of young people for just, you know, having a party out in the mountains.
Do you remember all the fun we used to have? Like, oh, I don't know, going to a bar and having a drink, or
yeah,
going to a movie, going to see a rock concert, or perhaps a play, a Broadway production, something like that. Do you remember all these things?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I do.
They're all just a distant memory now.
Fond memories of that. Oh, well, don't worry, Captain. There's a whole new story about how indoor concerts can now happen as well. According to German researchers who did a simulated indoor pop concert and found little contribution of coronavirus spread. However, they had certain requirements that they had to put into place, including, quote, adequate ventilation, talking about requiring venues to massively change their ventilation systems into a much, much more expensive ventilation system in order to qualify for being allowed to have concerts.
Spend more money.
And, of course, have checkerboard-spaced seating of seats in pairs 5 feet apart from other seats. So basically proposing to completely redesign any existing concert venues. For
the fun is gone. Sadly, we're out of time for this evening. Thanks to all of our callers. FreeTalkLive.com. Tune in 7 nights a week or get our archives. Peace.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.